This is a CBS News special report. The House Judiciary Committee debates impeachment, day number 5. From CBS News in Washington, this is Neil Strauser with George Herman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The oath taken by a president of the United States reads, "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And that Constitution directs that he shall take care the laws be faithfully executed." The House Judiciary Committee has now recommended impeachment of President Nixon on a second article, that he has failed to uphold his oath of office and to carry out his constitutional duty to see that the laws are faithfully executed. Here is the way one of the principal votes on that article went.
Mr. Donahue.
Aye.
Mr. Brooks.
Aye.
Mr. Kastenmeier.
Aye.
Mr. Edwards.
Aye.
Mr. Hungate.
Aye.
Mr. Conyers.
Aye.
Mr. Eilberg.
Aye.
Mr. Waldie.
Aye.
Mr. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Mann.
Aye.
Mr. Sarbanes.
Aye.
Mr. Seiberling.
Aye.
Mr. Danielson.
Aye.
Mr. Drynan.
Aye.
Mr. Rangel.
Aye.
Ms. Jordan.
Aye.
Mr. Thornton.
Aye.
Ms. Holtzman.
Aye.
Mr. Owens.
Aye.
Mr. Mezvinsky.
Aye.
Mr. Hutchinson.
No.
Mr. McClory.
Aye.
Mr. Smith.
No.
No.
Mr. Sandman.
No.
Mr. Railsback.
Aye.
Mr. Wiggins.
No.
Mr. Dennis.
No.
Mr. Fish.
Aye.
Mr. Main.
No.
Mr. Hogan.
Aye.
Mr. Butler.
Aye.
Mr. Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Lott.
No.
Mr. Frelich.
Aye.
Mr. Moorhead.
No.
Mr. Marazziti.
No.
Mr. Latta.
No.
Mr. Rodino.
Aye.
And so the total, when it all adds up, Neil Strauser, was 28 to 10. And I think the thing which would be considered in the White House as the worst news out of tonight's proceedings is that 7 of the committee's 17 Republicans voted with the majority for the impeachment of the president. And of the 10 Republicans remaining, 1, Wiley Main of Iowa, voiced doubts on 2 of the counts and indicated that he thought the president might possibly be guilty on those 2 counts. It cannot have been a good night for the president and his men in the White House.
This article, in charging the president failed to see the laws are faithfully executed, mentions such specific charges as attempts to misuse the Internal Revenue Service, electronic surveillance that was improper, and the attempt to influence a court of law through the Ellsberg break-in.
And as one of the counts that a lot of the people worked on, failure to act when he knew that his aides had lied and illegally frustrated proper government investigations.
The committee, by making this recommendation, has enunciated a principle that it's presenting, at least to the House, that an impeachable offense for a president need not be an indictable crime as such. There is nothing in the U.S. Code, the criminal code, that has to do with failure to uphold an oath to see that the laws are faithfully executed. And that was something that was quickly pointed out by presidential defenders such as Charles Wiggins of California.
In my view, Mr. Chairman, the adoption of such an article would embed in our constitutional history for the first time, for the very first time, the principle that a president may be impeached because of the view of Congress that he has abused his powers, although he may have acted in violation of no law.
George Danielson, Democrat of California, responded to that allegation.
Mr. Chairman, I ask, is not the violation of the solemn oath of office an impeachable offense? It is not found in our criminal code. It is implicit in our Constitution, but it's necessarily implicit in the Constitution. For otherwise, why would there be an oath of office?
The argument being that a president who is not indictable until impeached has a higher duty to fulfill his oath, and if it's not fulfilled, it comes under the definition of what the Constitution calls those high crimes and misdemeanors for which a president might be impeached. It's important to note that this phrasing of that article under the general heading of failure to fulfill the oath brought one more Republican into the ranks of those voting for impeachment, and that was Robert McClory of Illinois.
He especially had the language drafted for him in a meeting with the Democrats. So the fifth day ends with Article 2 and Mr. McClory on the side of the proponents of impeachment. The sixth day, so far as we now know, begins with an Article 3, which has been proposed and circulated by Mr. Robert McClory, a Republican, and it is the pending business of the sixth day, although there is reason to expect that there may be other articles of impeachment offered as well by other members.
In that Article 3, proposed by Robert McClory, would accuse the president of obstructing the impeachment investigation by the House Judiciary Committee by failing to honor those eight subpoenas for tapes and documents. This has been a CBS News special report. The House Judiciary Committee debates impeachment day number 5. With my colleague George Herman, I'm Neil Strausser, CBS News, Washington.